Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Yet another episode.
Another episode.
Of...
Yes.
Direct to your mum's house. Right to the front door.
What are you saying, my brother? I hope you're well, man.
All
you look well.
Right on the night, looking sexy as dick.
I got my Arms House t-shirt on. You know, we were repping it today. Beautiful day. The sun is out. I've got my window wide open. So if you hear like background
have
noise,
you?
Excuse me. It's too hot in here to not have the window open.
That was illegal. I wanted the window open.
It is illegal, but yeah, go if you need to do it. It's just too hot in here, man.
Yeah,
I've had a pretty cool day, man. I was working today though, but still had a good time. You know, I'm enjoying my new work, man. It's fun. It's all right.
Yeah,
people are cool. Yeah,
because even on Sundays.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm actually in the process of recruiting people, like more people, so I don't have to be there every weekend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can allocate stuff for other people to do.
And doing live sketches during the day.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
You're well busy, mate.
Yeah. Well, it's an art gallery. There's only so much. I mean, once I've done all the admin stuff, because we get emails all the time, I got to go through all that shit. And if anything needs to be shipped out or mailed out, I can do that. I can usually do that in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I'm just basically sitting around chilling. If there's no workshops and stuff.
In a nice part of town.
Yeah.
So in the sun.
So many yatties around, man.
Getting a nosh. Exactly.
Yo, so many beautiful women. I'm loving it with the hot weather. Man. I don't want to, you know, I'm not perving on people, but I'm just, you know, a red-blooded male.
How dare you? You can't say things like that anymore. You can't say you're attracted
you
to birds or that birds are hot. No, you can't. You can't say those things anymore.
Nah, that's it. Nah, you can't say it no more. Nah, it's all over. Now you can say whatever the fuck you want, man. It's all good. As long as you're coming from a place of love and respect.
Or arms.
It's all good. Or Arms House.
Or genuine arms. There's nothing wrong. If you're coming with genuine arms, you can be a cunt. This is a point. You can be an absolute cunt if you're coming with genuine arms. And when you shout your arms... You shout out your problems. Everyone has a little thing, and they think, actually, yeah, he's got a point. Then you can be a cunt. You can actually bring arms. You know what I mean? You've got validness to your cuntness.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, when you say someone's being a cunt, then you're kind of insinuating that the guy's, you know, being a dick about something, you know?
Yeah.
But I know what you mean, though. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Being a fucking dick, yeah?
Yeah.
You know these fucking people? Always, you know those green, waxy, like, barber jackets? You know the ones, I don't know, proper, mad English kind of farmer? They're made by, is it Barbour? Barber.
Oh, yeah.
Green.
I know the one.
Kind of waxy. They fucking reek, yeah?
Yes.
I'm on the train with this fucking fat geezer standing right in front of me. I'm sitting down, his belly's right in front of me. It's always the same type of dude that wears this kind of jacket. It's always he's got like a posh shirt on, but he's massively fat and the shirt is just clinging to like his round pot belly.
Just hanging on for dear life.
Stinking green, dirty jacket. Yeah, he's mad posh. He's got his initials on his cuffs where his cufflinks are coming out of this jacket. Yeah.
And
look at
cool,
this
though.
Dude. Those jackets are always fucked. It's all posh dudes like that. They always have like a pocket like falling off, like where the sewing is, it's like ripped off and like where their dogs pulled in. And he's like, I'll just leave that there, you know what I mean? And he's got that like hanging off and it fucking reeks. And he's sneezing down, like sneezes twice. Those mad old school sneezes, you know, like rocks the whole, woo! Like that. You're like, oh, man.
Oh, mate.
Got mad money. Then when he got off the train, I noticed like, always these types of jackets, they're always completely fucked. They've always got like dog bites on or stains on or like the pockets ripped off. And then they're those kind of farmer rich dudes.
Yeah, I know the ones.
And the other people who are fucking cunts here, where I'm working is mad posh, bruv. It is poshissima. fucking ridiculous. Like the birds, they walk up to each other, yeah, and they probably do the "Oh, nice to see you," mwah, mwah, and then they actually kiss the air, nowhere the near air, yeah. each other's face. They do it in the middle of the street, yeah, and I'm pissing myself. I'm like, what the fuck? Every single thing is some posh coffee shop. You know, we get a discount where I work at one of them, like next door. Going in there, it's mad posh. Yeah, like a croissant is like £8 or something like that. Jesus. It's mad. Yeah, nobody speaks English. Yeah. Everyone is French, all the customers and shit. Okay. And they all bring their dogs in. All around this area, they've all got these tiny little, tiny, tiny little white dogs. They've all got them, bro.
Yeah. The same round where I'm working, man. It's the same
four
round.
Four or three, a little bit. Yeah. Four or three on a lead, and they just have them in the coffee shop, yeah? And I'm buying my coffee. I'm waiting for the woman to make my coffee. I'm watching all these fucking cunts. It's absolute cunts. Completely delirious, the real life. Yeah? It's like all these dogs kicking off at each other, like growling in the shop. There's enough of them. They all say, but darling, I saw your thing. And fucking all chatting to each other. And the waitress is going, excuse me. Oh, sorry, I'm just trying to get, like, bring them their coffees and shit. And she can't because of, like, dogs and shit. And it's so posh, they can't even, they don't even know this is happening, man.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it's crazy, fucking man. Fucked. Now, we get lots of them, and especially working in an art gallery as well, man. There's loads of these posh, you know, upper class, like single women as well, man. A lot of them, like their husbands left them or they, you know, or they're widowed or something, but they're loaded with money, man. And they got jack shit to do all day. They come into the gallery and they just waffle with me, man, just chatting. I can tell they're just trying to kill time, you know what I mean? But I like it. I don't mind as long as they're polite and they're cool. But yeah, so many, all their little dogs as well, man. And I feel a little
bit sorry for them. Little dogs. Don't bring the fucking dogs on the rush hour tube, bruv. What is that? Don't bring them into coffee shops and just stand in the aisle like where the bird's trying to work. And don't bring them on the fucking rush hour, bruv.
But also, you know me, Theme. I'm not a dog person, man. I love the animals. They're beautiful creatures. Don't get me wrong. But I had a bad experience as a kid. I got bitten by a dog. I got chased around a park like when I was about 12 years old, 11. And I don't trust them, man. When I see big dogs, the small ones, whatever. I mean, they're not going to maim you too bad. But the big dogs, man, I fucking shit myself. I've gotten irrational. I know it's irrational, but I think it's rational. But I know it's irrational. Irrational fear of these dogs, man. Like all I see when I see a dog, big dog walking towards me, all I see is like a 5-year-old child holding with two hands full of knives just walking towards me. And like the parent going, "No, don't worry, he's never stabbed anyone in his life." I'm like, "I don't give a shit. Get this kid with knives away from me, man." That's all I see. I'm like, all it takes is one time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, I know that's
all right. I used to be like that. Because I love dogs.
It's down to the owner as well. It's down to the owner. You know what I mean? I know what it's like. I know dogs are good, intelligent, cool people.
Yeah, but it's down to you a bit as well to recognize dogs and get to know dogs a bit. And when they, you know, for certain growling and certain doing, that means nothing, like playing. Because when you'll see your dog dusting after your kid in the park, bruv. And my kids don't have dogs. You know what I mean? They've never had dogs. They shit themselves. And the dog just sprints towards them because they're kind of a similar height if it jumps up and shit. They fucking shit themselves, bro. And I know the dog's only going to like go right up to them and then just dodge them and do a circle and run back. Or But they don't know that shit.
Yeah, I know, it's true. And the thing is, with me, it's like a vicious cycle because they smell the fear on me as well, which makes it 10 times worse, you know what I mean? Then they're all up on my case and I'm just like, get this fucking thing away from me, man.
Wait, so this bird at work, yeah? What, remember I told you about that bird? Yeah.
What, Miss Chinchilla?
Yeah. People have corrected me, who when I spoke about this at work after the last pod.
Oh.
And they said, no,
they don't listen to the pod, do they?
No, I told them I was talking. We were just talking. I didn't even say we said it. Or I've got a pod. I just said, course, do you remember how joke it was when she was saying da da da?
Oh, right, yeah.
And they said, no. The correct words were, I can't remember, but it was even worse. You know what I mean? It was stroke my furry chinchilla, like the word furry. There was like an ad. I can't remember what it was, but it was worse. Yeah. Anyway, bro, this bird the next day,
yeah,
I'm thinking nothing, just remembering how joke that bird was. And she doesn't come in. And I'm thinking, oh, shit. She kind of works under me. I'm going to say something. And I'm thinking, nah, it doesn't matter if she's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. I'm thinking, jeez, shit, she's not come in.
Yeah.
She doesn't tell anyone. She doesn't text anyone, doesn't phone anyone. For the whole day. Yeah. And the bosses, they're like, shit, we know this girl's from Poland. We know her parents live in Poland. We know she lives with some friends, but that's all we know. Yeah, but who's the next of kin? They're like going into that kind of chat.
Yeah.
If
wow.
you meant to go in to work, you know, I mean, you just suddenly don't go in. It's weird.
Yeah, you're going to assume it's an emergency situation of some sort, you know? Especially after a if while. She hasn't, yeah, if she yeah. doesn't at least message and say, I'm not coming in yeah. or whatever.
And she's
yeah,
receiving okay. the WhatsApp messages and stuff like yeah. that, but they're not going blue and blah, blah, blah. People are starting to go, shit. And she's a bit weird.
yeah.
So anyway, she comes in the next day like it's nothing, yeah? Doesn't say anything. And I'm like, yo, I can't say her name. But I'm like, yo, what the fuck? You know what I mean? What's up with you?
Hello.
Because I text her as well saying, are you all right? Well, you know, is everything cool? Yeah. She didn't reply. So I'm saying like, what the fuck? Like, are you cool? And she's like, yeah, I had an accident. Yeah, I had an accident. And you're like, what the fuck? Yeah, oh, instantly shit. I'm starting to laugh.
Yeah. yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, well, you know, I went to her Harrow Station. I don't know if you know Harrow Station. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, well, I don't, but I just like assume it's a fucking station. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know, but the gap between the train and the platform's so big. And I instantly I'm thinking, there's no way she's gonna tell us she fell down the gap of the train.
you no, told us already. No way. You said already that she was mad skinny as well. I remember you said that. She was mad skinny. Like a twig.
Yeah, I wanted to tell this last time, but I forgot. See, when you just said you told us this already, I was like, oh yeah. shit.
No, you said about you only said that she was like a stick, like a thin petite. Yeah.
Okay.
Girl. Yeah, yeah. So she might fit in the gap. She might fit in the gap.
And she's like, I fell down the gap. And I'm just like,
no way.
She doesn't know we've done graph for years. She doesn't know that I know about. She just doesn't know anything. Like, I don't know. It's not even about graph. It'd be like, bruv. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what? What? When the train was there? She's like, yeah. Yeah, the train was there. I don't know if you know Harrow, but the gap is really big and I fell down. I was like, what are you talking about? She's
like, bullshit.
I was reading my book. I was, bro, of course.
Yeah, that's like, bullshit, man.
That's a flag bullshit. On the play, bro. There's an instant red flag.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm the biggest liar and the best liar on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm much older than and I'm just like, listen, but I'm not saying anything.
And as if she wouldn't message and go, yo, I fell in the gap, man. I'm not coming in. Yeah, something.
It's worse, bro. It gets worse.
Yeah.
Like, right, okay. All right, fine. So what? The train just moves, started moving, or like I started asking, like, what if you knew if that happened to you, you'd have bad details. And she's like, I was like, was the train pulling off? Was it coming in? Was it stationary? No, it's stationary. And I was like, what? Just everyone just helped you out. She's like, everyone ran over, help me out. And I was like, I'm like, okay, cool. What kind of injuries did you get? What did you go to hospital? She's like, yeah, I fractured my wrist. I've got bruises all down my my side and my hip. And I'm thinking, right, what do you mean? Because what did you? I'm asking her, what did you fall in like that?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I fell in one side against the train, one side against the platform with like my hand still out and like my book still out.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, right, okay. And then everyone pulled her out and got her up. Yeah. So she said she got all these injuries.
Her book is like how to take care of chinchillas and keep the
furry chinchillas. Yeah. How to charge for how to make money out of your chinchilla.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, okay. So she's got all these bruises and shit, and you're like, all right.
So I'm like, she's got no cast on, yeah.
No.
But then she has got like a little plastic thing like going up to here. Yeah, you know, uh-huh. It's not a cast or anything. I'm like, oh shit. You know, she's wrapped these bandages around it and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was really bad. And we just all like carried on, yeah.
Damn.
So I'm thinking all day, like, this bitch says she's fallen down the side of a train, yeah, and she didn't call. And people are saying to her, like, you didn't call once, you never called at all, you never said anything.
Yeah.
And then the next day, she's
what you should have done. Theme. What you should have done is like just when you caught her unawares, like throw a tennis ball at her and see if she catches it with the fucked up hand and go, hey, I saw you, bitch.
Never check this out. That's what I'm saying. The next day, there's no plastic thing. There's no cast. Yeah. on a fractured wrist, brother. Right. The next day, this isn't on. Yeah. She sits next to me. She sits. I can, like, I'm looking at the head of the table. She's the first one on this side.
Yeah, yeah. She's, you know, chatting, I mean? Absolute. And breeze, I'm like, yo.
I'm like, what happened to your cast? Yeah, just say it in front of everyone. Bearing in mind, I'm still quite new. You know what I mean? She's like, oh well, when I was doing the laundry, I'd taken off my clothes and it popped the cast on, and the cast went in the laundry, bruv. Inside the clothes, went in the washing. I just think, fucking hell.
I kind of rate this girl. I kind of rate this girl. She's just leaning into it, man. And like, she's been, you can't there really 2 weeks. Call her out. You can't really call her out. Yeah. It's a mad one. It's a mad one.
So she's come in and she's giving it the, like, my cast has fallen off, yeah? Blah, 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 da, da, da. She then says, my brother, no one's heard from my brother for 2 weeks. None of one in my family, not his girlfriend, no one's answering the phone. And he hasn't responded at all, yeah? She said it out loud for everyone. I'm like, oh, so it runs in the family, yeah? She didn't respond to me. She actually takes it quite well and shit. The next day, she doesn't come in. Yeah, and I'm so I'm like, I have to, this time I'm like, yo, I don't know what the fuck. One of the owners phones me and he's like, talk to me about this girl, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, bruv, there's not, like, she's not coming in, she got friends. He's like, okay, sweet.
Chinchilla, you know what I mean? All this.
Yeah. You need to fire her. You need to get rid of her. I'll leave it to you. And I'm like, what?
No. Oh, shit.
I'm in there less than her.
Yeah.
I'm in there less time and I've got to have these words with her. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Fucking hell, man. And I'm the only one who's, like, been catching joke with her.
Yeah, shit.
And the next day, so she's not come in. And then the next day, she doesn't come in. She, again, didn't text anyone that whole day. Yeah, just completely buoyed everyone off and loud.
Rah, man. The next day, on this girl.
I've got kidney and liver infection. I've got red blotches all over my body.
Oh, shit. Now you're ill as dick.
She's ill as dick. Red blotches all over the body. Kidney infection.
Oh, she said that. I thought you said you.
Yeah, I'm vomiting all the time. She said it. And I'm bruv, what the fuck?
Jesus.
She is fucking something else, man. I'm the dickhead who's going to have a chat with her next week.
Oh, so, okay. So, yeah. So
I'm in there like 10 days. I'm going to give this. She's out the game. That's what the guy said to me. He's talking about there's too many red flags. She's out there. And I'm like,
I mean, that is kind of fucked up, man. I mean, what she's doing, she can't expect to kind of get away with that. At least, like, message your excuse. Go, I'm not coming in today because I fell off a train or whatever. And then come in the next day. Don't come in the next day and give the bullshit excuse.
I don't know if you know, but the platform gap between the platform and the train at Harrow is, like, really big.
Yo, theme, have you ever been fired from a job?
Bruv.
Okay, so know what it's like on the receiving end. I mean,
actually, I've only ever had to hand my notice in, I think. But no, I got fired from McDonald's. I was working in McDonald's there. I gave them my passport. No, I was working there for like 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, something like that.
Yeah,
I was settled in. It was my month or some shit, my first job. And I was delaying. I wasn't delaying deliberately, but I had just delayed from being lean or whatever, from not giving them my passport. So eventually they're like, you've got to give us your passport.
Yeah,
give them the passport. And they come back and they say, yeah, you can't work here, bruv. You're a 15, blah, 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 blah. You're giving us your passport. It says you're 15. I didn't even know the rules. I was like, oh, sweet. Well, what the fuck? Oh, so, yeah, you got to go now. And I had to walk out that day.
Okay, that's not really being fired. That's just, you know, just... fucked up shit. I've been fired from one job and it was fucked up, man. It's not a nice feeling, man. It's not like the job was a great job or anything. It was just a weekend job. There was a shop do you remember the Waterglade Center? It's not called that anymore. The fucking, in Ealing Brentford. Broadway. No, in Ealing Broadway. There was Ealing Broadway Shopping Center and then across the road where the McDonald's is and it used to be an HMV.
Remember HMV, before? Baby, on the corner.
It was a HMV back in the day. And then there was a shop downstairs in the back called, I don't know if anyone remembers this one. It was there for like a few years. It was called Moist, was the name of the shop.
No,
it was called Moist. And it used to sell like skateboarding clothes. Yeah. Like, Moist. You know, Bench and what other brands did they have? All the skateboarding brands. Yeah. Fucking.
Offspring, Stussy, yeah,
exactly,
Oakley,
all that shit. Yeah,
Fat Face,
yeah,
got a Fat Face.
And so I'm working there, yeah. Actually, you know what? I don't even know if I can tell. Nah, fuck it. I'll tell the whole story, man. So I'll tell the quick version because there's a long-winded story. So boom, my mate worked in the headquarters for Moist, yeah? It was a mate of mine. So he hooked me up with this job, yeah?
He's proper I can't believe it was called Moist. He's in the Moist headquarters.
I can't believe this shop was called Moist. I haven't thought about this in so long. This was, like I said, this was in like 98, 99, no, maybe 2000. I was going to college at the time. So I was only working there Saturdays and Sundays. And it was super easy. You know what I mean? Super chill skateboarding shop. So everyone was chill in there. You know, the owner, not the owner, the manager, I can't remember his name, but really cool dude. He was a really nice guy. Yeah. And he wasn't there on the weekends. Yeah. So he had the days off on the Saturday, Sunday, the days I was there. But the deputy manager, whatever you want to call it, was this young lady, yeah, who I knew. I knew her sister and shit from back in the day, yeah. And then, but she used to go out with a friend of mine, yeah, but it ended really badly. I had no idea about that, yeah, but I found about this afterwards, yeah. And so, that's weird how I'm going to tell this story. So anyway, so she used to go out with a mate of mine and they broke up. That's all I knew, but it turned out they broke up and it was, I think she cheated on him or something, like fucked up, you know what I mean? But I didn't know anything of that. Anyway, so she started working at the work and I'm like, oh, cool, what's up? You know what I mean? And it was all good. And I, like, we'd open at 11. So I'd turn up at 11. I'd be outside the front waving. I'd wave at her because she'd always be there early. I'd wave at her at 11 and I'd finish my ciggy before going in, you know what I mean? And we had an hour lunch break. So I would go and I would not come back for an hour, you know what I mean? Standard shit. And, but then she started going out with the manager. They started tingling each other, yeah? And unbeknownst to me, she was tingling each other, which is exactly
how you'd speak back then. You're really going back to your mind is casting you back, saying the same lingo.
She was lips in the manager.
I think he's tingling her, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then next thing I know, the manager calls me one day and says, oh, can you come in on Tuesday? And I was like, well, I got college, but I can come in the afternoon. He was like, yeah, cool, come in the afternoon. So I come in on the afternoon and he sits me down at the back and goes, oh, I'm going to have to let you go, man, you know, because, and I was like, why? And he was like, oh, you're coming in late and, you know, you're going out for an hour for lunch. I said, you said I got an hour lunch. And they were like, yeah, but, you know, you're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to sit, eat your lunch in the back.
Be
you know,
part of the team.
Yeah, be part of the team. And I was like, fuck out of me. If I get an hour lunch, I'm working at Moist, bruv.
Yeah, exactly. The shop's called Moist, bruv. Shut up, Sergeant Soggy, bruv. But slap you with a wet flannel, bruv. I'm going out for lunch.
What I think, obviously, I don't know for sure, but what I think happened was that, because I never worked with him, so obviously he never knew any of that shit. It was obviously her telling him, yeah? And she, I thought we were mates, you know what I mean? Yeah, but it turns out, I think she thought that I hated her because of what she did to my other mate, which I had no fucking idea about, yeah? So it's just a big convoluted thing. Anyway, so he sat me down. I remember feeling like, yo, I got fired from Moist, bruv. That's fucked up. I got fired from Moist.
You were so dry.
So dry.
You were bone dry. They're like, yo, he's drying up the moistness, bruv.
Exactly.
Stop drying up the moistness in the shop, bruv.
The wheeze.
You gotta go.
You know what? Listen, Themos, man, on the last episode, in the comments of the YouTube video, a cool person who's been newly introduced to the podcast, actually, I think Ingo, you know that, right? Ingo, I-N-G-O-E.
Yeah.
He's a supporter of the podcast. Props to Ingo. He put her on to the podcast. Anyway, I just wanted to salute them. She wrote a comment saying, because she cussed me for listening to that fucking Cars song, the Spanish rendition.
Did she? Big up her, yeah, man, because, yeah, that tune was fucking dog shit.
No, it's a big tune, man. But okay, it's not an amazing song, but it's all right. It's all right. It's okay. Anyway, whatever. I don't care.
Big up her. What's her name?
I can't remember her name, man. I'm sorry.
You gotta find her name.
I'll find it out. But anyway, she said,
I'm going on YouTube. I'll find
out. Yeah, find out on the last episode. It's written there. And she said, can we suggest songs? Can the people suggest music? And so she suggests, and she goes, I'll go first. Here's my suggestion. And I thought, you know what? We thought that was a cool idea.
This is a lady who knows what she wants and is fucking going out there just getting it. But this, don't worry, I'll kick off first. Here's the fucking tune. Yeah. So now we are doing it. Now we've got no choice.
No, so we're going to, I think it's a good idea. And so I want to encourage everyone listening, go to the YouTube of this episode and leave a comment of a song you want us to listen to. So we can review people's graph, which we're going to do later on in this episode. And we can also review people's musical tastes. You can give us a song to listen to on the pod and we will listen to it and react to it in real time. And let me tell
Amy Slimehouse.
Is it?
What a name. Well, on YouTube it is. Amy? Okay.
Slimehouse. Okay,
Slimehouse Ed Hardy Party, I think.
I think she might change, because I swear it was different last week when I saw it. So maybe she changes her YouTube name. Maybe she doesn't even want her YouTube name.
Big up Amy Slimehouse all day for agreeing with me.
Yeah. So she suggested this song. I never heard of it before, man. It's a rapper called Wiki. Have you ever heard of Wiki? W-I-K-I. He's like a young guy from New York. I looked him up a little bit. And he's got a song called Wiki Speaks. I guess like playing off the word.
Is he Latino?
I have no idea, bro.
Mexican or something.
I don't know. We'll listen to the tune and we'll find out. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
I just want to see.
Why do you say that, though? Why do you say
he's... Because I think I might have seen him on... if it's the right geezer. Is he quite young?
Yeah, he's young. Yeah. Well, he looks young. I don't know how young he is.
Well,
but...
I say, spin the blood clot rhythm.
Okay, this is Wiki Speaks by Wiki. Ah, okay. Starts off with a bit of salsa.
This is a famous salsa tune.
You know what I want to tell you? Famous salsa tune.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
they better wake
one.
Up before they fall asleep and never wake up again.
Oh, it's a little skit.
They don't wake up again. Night-night, sweetheart.
Glued open, you got an eye itch. You wanna blink, what you think? That ain't a wise pick. That's why my friends only got like 3 guys left. And only got like 3-5 cents.
You wanna like blow old my head Slim off? Shady.
Be my guest, breathe out my soul. I get the cold, you can see my breath. Oh, some next shit, you just see my death. I take the train every day, it's like a break from the pain. Subway cars keep my heart at bay. Cigarette pay, they start to raise. I go under, I gotta tell you, I don't got the change. I got a boy play ball, he go hard in the paint. I got another that right, he go hard with the paint. All this shit got me starting the deck, starting the drain. Go, starting
the shit.
The drunk mud, that's my pedigree, it's meant to be. Tennessee's the only thing that's friendly to me. I'm straight New York with a lot of y'all pretending to be. Your cast will feel the cuts, eventually. Smoke the blunts consecutively. Fucked up, so respect it to me. Respect the words to me, can let it just be. Yeah, baby, let it just be. I let the evil enter my soul to get that legal tender. To get that tender, illegal booty. Seeing splendor, too much in my mind. No time for Jesus' agenda. Beating my dick's the only way of beating my temper. I just leave it to pleasure to relieve all my pressure. I'm just a shitty toy, can't put the pieces together. Check, check, just a shitty toy.
A shitty toy.
Niggas gotta pee the way I speak. I hit my peak, hitting L's till I sleep. Sipping 40s and shorties to get that wicked sweet. Kicked out the crib on the city streets. Think I'm pretty weak, cause I see some shitty weeks. It's about time Wiki speaks. It's about time Wiki freaks.
They don't wake up again. Night night, sweetheart. Fall asleep and never wake up again. Cause if they don't wake up again.
Yeah, the kick can spit.
Night night, sweetheart.
I'm just trying.
Yeah. I mean, yo, Wiki. Did he drop an N-bomb in there? I swear I heard an N-bomb in there, but is he like Puerto Rican maybe or something like that? It's
no,
all good.
He looks like a light-skinned dude to me. Well, I don't know, just images in him. But yeah, no, kid can spit.
He sounded kind of like Slim Shady back in the day when you rapping like this and you coming up there when you're taking a crap and you miss and then we making a mac and a miss and then I'm hitting
the smack. I see what you mean. Like only in the sort of tone of his voice.
Yeah, the way he spits. Yeah, a little bit.
But he wasn't spitting like that. He was spitting all right, man.
He was spitting.
And that beat,
you
didn't like that beat. That beat was just there to be bodied. You know what I mean? That
bing,
was one
bing,
of those,
bing, bing, bing.
Make me a beat so I can body it and just fucking spit on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it, man. It was all right.
It was okay. I'm not gunning it too much. Obviously, I'm just taking a piss a little bit because she gunned my suggestion. Yes, so I had to gun her a little bit.
There's
but,
a couple of bits in there.
And he goes, "I'm a fucking toy." He was like, and obviously he does graph. He must do or involved in graph because he's like, "Yo, I put together the pieces like a fucking toy or some shit like that." He said, right at the end,
"I'm just a shitty toy that they put that they
put the pieces together or something.
Yeah.
Now, cool. I mean, I'll look out for some more wiki.
I like that shitty toys that shout at the end, though.
Yeah, it's a shitty
and
toy.
And he's not that, I think he's 30 years old or some shit, that geezer.
Fucking hell, an old fart. All right, man. So, wicked. All right. So, yo, people, give us suggestions of songs to listen to in the posts below, in the comments below. Should we play one of your songs?
Bullshit, please.
Yeah. I mean, yo, please, we will gun
send
you.
Send us no hip hop, which is fucking dog shit. Play the Blood Club Rhythm Maddie on this next banger, which is a certified.
Certified. 30.
Bang, bang.
Oh, no doubt. Check it out.
Man. It just came on the other day. Wake your punk ass up
for the 93 shot. Like, MC8's in the motherfucking house.
Yeah.
And it ain't nothing but a
groovy,
thing, yo.
Nice vibe, man.
Yeah. Any number niggas on the run.
It's from the movie Menace to Society.
Goes out to my niggas.
I think. Yeah. Or is it from Boys in the
Childhood? It's about the way I am. It's got me in the state where I don't give a damn. Somebody help me, but nah, they don't hear me though.
I love the beat, man. I love that.
Out the ghetto. Ain't no escaping because I'm way too young. Pops is dealing, and on top of that, got mom sprung. Scheming off the top. Pops never figured that he go down by the hands of another nigga. Now my pops is gone, and that ain't no good. Got to follow in the footsteps of the homies from the hood.
It's low rider.
The
role
model. Niggas put me in my fucking
low rider. The low rider, yeah.
All the motherfucking pain, they done drove my mom's insane. So I guess I gotta do work so I ain't finished. I grow up to be a straight up menace.
I remember this tune.
Oh,
this tune is a killer, man. I'm trying to work out if it was from Menace to Society. I know MC8 who did that tune. He was in Menace Society, so I think it was from that. And that film...
100% man, it was,
100%. Yeah, yeah, that film, it like me and Frez, when we were growing up, when we watched that movie, it was on repeat, that film. Like, so many quotables from that film, man.
Yeah.
Yo, I feel sorry for your mama. You talking about my mama, you know what I mean? And then they're like, and then MC8, he plays Old Dog, yeah? And you know when he answers
like
the phone?
OG, yeah.
There's a scene when he answers the phone, yeah? Literally, the phone rings, he answers it, and he goes, gee, like that, yeah. And me and Frez, whenever Frez calls me, yeah, I always answer, I go, gee, to this day, man, you know? And same with Frez, like, it's not just, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen the film.
Oh mate, I saw it actually not too long ago. I rewatched it. I always rewatch it every now and then, man. I stick that on. I fucking love that film, man. And he's like, "Yo, get your salam salaikum ass off the freezer, man." Like the Muslim guy, he's like leaning on the freezer, going, "Yo, you know this poison will kill you, man. It kills the black man, you know."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Get your salam salaikum ass off the freezer, man." And then when he goes, and then Loat Dog MC8 when he comes in, he goes, "Yo, what up?" He goes, "Oh fuck." What does he say? He goes, "What up, Kane Loaster?" Because the guy's called Kane, yeah? And he goes, "Kane Loaster? What up, Kane Loaster? Where the bird at, fool?" Yo, give me some of that OE.
Where the bird at, fool?
Yeah, give me some of that OE, the old English.
Give me some of that old English.
I know,
man.
All the fucking... And then the guy, and then the police, when the policeman arrests him and he's in the interrogation, he's like, "So what? You went in there at 11 o'clock, yeah?" And he was like, "Yeah, it was 11 o'clock. And then like later
you're
on...
done fucked up, right?"
Yeah,
"You're done fucked up."
He goes,
"Right?
So you turned up at 10 o'clock, right?" And he was like, yeah, it was 10 o'clock. He was like, wait, "You know you done fucked up, right?" I think that actor, he passed away not too long ago, man. I can't remember his name, but yo, that movie, man, Menace to Society, if you haven't seen that. And then, yo, that it inspired the Graffiti Crew, man. You know what I mean? The London Crew, MTS, Menace to Society, man, that, you know? That movie inspired that name. Of course it did, man. Without a doubt, it did, man. Of course, they were all watching that
movie. I always thought
of
them as Militant Train Society.
Yeah, but it started Menace to Society, was the MTS. That was the original meaning. Without a doubt, that was, man. I could ask Thor, actually, but I know for a fact Thor, obviously, he's a super hardcore hip-hop head, and that's a hip-hop movie, man. You know, the soundtrack to that film, the whole thing, man. West Coast. Mate,
that tune, what MCA is spitting about is good as well, man. The way he does it is good, man. I love that song, man. It's wicked.
Cheer. Yeah, man. He's too good. And MCA is still doing his thing now. He did an album with DJ Premier a few years ago, man. It's an ill album.
He must be old now, bruv.
Yeah, they're hitting 50, almost 60 now, I reckon, them lot, man. Fucking hell, yo. And then that scene when they're in the car and they're looking for the guys who shot their mate and they're driving. Because ultimately, Menace to Society is basically the same story as Boys in the Hood. Obviously, it's different, slightly different, but it's the same story. But Boys in the Hood was a 15 in the cinema. And Menace Society was at 18, yeah, because it was more 18, graphic violence. Yeah, that's why I liked it a bit more than Boys in the Hood. Boys in the Hood is a classic as well. Of course, shout out Ice Cube and Furious. What's his name? The guy.
I felt Morpheus. Exactly the same way. Like, oh, this one's an 18.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
This one's it was just, gotta be better.
And they're driving in the car.
Have you seen it? No, I ain't seen it yet.
They're driving in the car, and then the guy in the back is going, "No, man, you know, I don't know what's going on, you know." And the other guy is like going, "Yo, man, I'm gonna smoke these motherfuckers, man. When I see them, I'm gonna smoke them." And then MC8 is driving, and he's like, "Yo, both of y'all acting like bitches right now, man. Give me my motherfucking joint," like that. He's like, and I have all these quotes.
You really do know all the bits.
We've done I'm telling you, me and Frez just, like, we love these quotables. There's so many movies, though, that we quoted, but Menace Society, there was just too many quotes. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure you can find a version online you can watch, man. That shit is just...
Man, do you remember going to Blockbuster Video, trying to rent a video?
Yeah.
And if you weren't 18, you couldn't get it.
Nah.
So it was either
I never had that problem.
Safe... You remember people, you knew... Who at school, like, who had the safe parents that would let them, that would go to the store with them,
yeah,
and rent the video, and then bring it back, and then you had.
I never had that problem.
Though. Maybe see that film.
I never had the problem. I never had that problem, man. I had my mustache growing through. I used to buy ciggies for everyone. I used to buy alcohol, and I used to rent the videos, man. No one said nothing to me, man.
When I was 15, bro, there was no way I was getting anything. I probably looked 12.
I was all good.
12,
and then also like Frez. But I tell you what, my dad, because I don't want to talk about this in depth now. I will do, though, in the future. My dad was a hostage in the Iranian embassy siege that happened in 1980. Yeah. And here in London, the SAS got called down. I'm sure many of you are familiar with it. It's a huge incident. The only time the SAS have been called on British soil that we know of is the Iranian embassy siege. My dad was a hostage in there for 5 days, man. He had guns in his face. He had them threatening him with grenades and shit. It was crazy. So growing up, I couldn't watch movies.
Fuck me, we got to do that on the pod, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we're going to talk about that for sure. I've got mad stories about it because every year we do reunions at the house where all the hostages come. And then on the 30-year anniversary, the SAS could reveal who they were. So there was bare new documentaries came out. My dad's in all of them. And the SAS guys could reveal who they were. And then they came to my house. And we had a big, like, kind of reunion of all the SAS people and the hostages. It was crazy. I'll talk about it in more depth in the future. But what I wanted to say was, because of that incident, my dad hated movies with just excess shooting and people shooting for no reason, which is the movies that I fucking loved. You know what I mean? I loved those movies. So I used to always go to Frez's house and watch all of them there because, you know, he didn't give a fuck, man. So we would just watch all their movies at his house and we'd rent them and go check them out and you know, all those violent things. I could never have toy guns around or anything like that. You know, it was all super. I had to secretly hide all that shit. But
we had everything. But do you remember having butterfly knives at school?
Oh, mate, I got
remember
a mad
two
story about
kind of
that.
Little metal parts, you could, and then everyone knew how to flip them around.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everyone in our generation knew how to do that. Everyone had butterfly knives.
I never
do you
forget
getting massive red bangers from France.
Yeah,
those
from
long
France.
Red, like looked like sticks of dynamite.
Yeah, you could, the like, cherry bombs.
Going like the subway, stuff. Put them in milk bottles and like.
You know what we used
echoing
to do?
In the subway.
I had a Nerf gun, yeah? So it was a pump-action Nerf gun. It looked like a pump-action shotgun, but it was like lime green. You know, they used to like make them weird colors. I spray-painted it black, and I used to get those bangers from France, yeah? And I used to like light them and shove them down and go, "Hey, say hello to my little friend, like that, and it would explode and it would look like I'm shooting a fucking shotgun and shit, man. Yeah.
Yeah. All that they're blatant. Now you'd get nicked hard for that, man.
Oh, mate. They're dangerous, though. You can blow your fingers off.
Remember Ninja Stars? Bruv, I used to have Ninja Stars. I used to have a draw, which was like my militant's draw. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it started off by just having those little white kind of snappy things you threw on the floor and they pop.
Oh, yeah.
Then you started going to France and buying Opinel knives. Remember Opinel knives? Like a wooden handle.
Like that.
You would just pull out the long knife
yeah.
and then twist it, twist the cap at the end so it couldn't fold back in.
Yeah.
And that was legal in France, but that was a lock blade in England.
Oh, mate.
And if you get caught with a lock blade, it's like completely, it was worse, you know what I mean? Than have, it's a knife instead of having like a pocket knife.
Bro, it was good. You
had the red bangers, Ninja Stars. Yeah. Everyone had like an actual pair of nunchucks. I had like actual fucking nunchucks.
Yeah.
But everyone had that kind of shit.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. I got a mad story, actually. I'm going to tell it now, man. I'm sorry, man. I got to tell this story. When I was doing GCSEs, so I'm 16 years old, yeah? And I'm failing at German GCSE. I don't know why the fuck I picked German. You could pick a language. You remember? You're French, yeah. Spanish,
I
English.
Remember picking German, bro, at that school.
I picked fucking German.
Definitely,
yeah,
for some reason. Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Yeah. And so I don't know why I fucking picked German. Anyway, so I picked German.
I'm Radio Gummi.
Ich wohne in London. Ich habe einen Pullover an.
Meine Vater.
Sieg Heil. Sorry, no, fuck that. What was I going to say? I'm just joking. So I'm failing badly at Germany. I had cousins who lived in Munich. So my dad thought, oh, let me send him to Germany. Maybe he'll learn some German, as if in a week I'm going to learn fucking German. So he sends me to Munich, for a week, And I don't know this. So I'm staying with my cousin out there. He was running a computer shop.
When
so
they was were this? Like,
this was
at school.
96. Yeah. So GCSE times. Yeah. Maybe just before.
He sent you to fucking Germany.
Sent me to Germany for a week because I had a cousin out there who owned a computer shop. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, go work in the shop and learn German. You know what I mean? And I was like, all right. And so I went out there. Stayed with my cars, went to the shop like once maybe, and then my cars just saw I was useless. I was no use to him. I couldn't speak German. I didn't know computers. I didn't know jack shit. So he was like, just fuck off. He was like, just go around the city. So I ended up buying some paint and I was just tagging up Munich, with a shitty paint marker, But then I stumbled across a shop because obviously I was given some pocket money as well. I was given a bit of money to spend out there. And I walk past the shop and I just look in the window and it was just knives and Ninja Stars and fucking what they
shops, bro.
And what's it called? Nunchuckers and fucking numchucks, or whatever they're fucking called. And I'm like, oh shit, man, I'm getting me a butterfly knife. So I went in there, I bought a butterfly knife, I bought a switchblade, the one you press the button, it goes shh, shh, like that, I had a knife like that. And I bought like five Ninja Stars, that proper cast iron fucking Ninja Stars.
Metal
and I bought
Ninja Star,
and I bought a pair of nunchucks, like I had like £100 or whatever. What was it? The currency back then? It wasn't euros.
Franks.
Then. It was no in Germany.
Francs.
Was it francs in Germany? No, it was fucking.
It might have been
Deutschmark. So boom, I bought all these I bought like a fucking arsenal of fucking ninja weapons. So I had all these things. And this is obviously before 9/11. So it wasn't like, I was thinking I'll just put it in my bag and take it back home. But I was still kind of shitting myself. I was still kind of shitting myself going, oh man, because it's got to go through the barrier. I thought, you know what? Because I only had a backpack, but I thought, because I carried it on the plane on the way here. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to check it in as luggage on the way back so I don't have it on me. So hopefully it doesn't alert anyone. So when I'm flying back now, obviously I check in my luggage, go on the plane, sitting on the plane, land at Heathrow. And as we land, you know when before they go, please stay seated till the,
switch your seat belt.
So he goes, please, everyone stay seated till the seatbelt thing on us. And can passenger Ahmed, said my name. Could they please still stay seated until everyone's left the plane? Yeah. And I'm like,
man.
I'm like, they must have found the knives and I'm just in shit now. They're going to take them
off. On your J's?
I'm on my J's because I'm flying on my own. Yeah. I'm 16. You know what I mean? I'm just flying there on my own and back. And so I'm like, oh, fuck's sakes, yeah. So then everyone's leaving the plane, and then everyone's left the plane. And the guy in an orange fucking, you know, orange jacket thing comes on the plane. He goes with a clipboard. And he's like, oh, are you thingy? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, follow me. So I follow him. I'm like, for fuck's sake, I'm shit now. I go through, and we like pass through customs. We go through everything, like just whoop, whoop, whoop. Like he says, give me your passport. I give him my passport. He just like whips me right through everything, and we get to the luggage bit and like the carousel. Yeah. And he's like, okay, when you see your bag, just pick up your bag. And I'm like, oh, man. So boom. And we're waiting, and the bags are coming. Then I see my bag. Yeah. And I'm looking at my bag, just go round and round this thing. And I'm not picking it up, because I'm thinking like, yeah, once I pick it up,
thinking of something to say.
And I'm like, shall I pick someone else's bag up? But then I'm like, there might be something worse in someone else's bag. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Bite the bullet. I just pick up my bag. And he's like, that's your bag. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, are you sure it's your bag? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, all right, follow me. And he takes me through, nothing to declare, boom, takes me through right out to where the people are. And my dad's there. And he gives the clipboard to my dad. My dad signs it, and then he fucks off. And I'm like, what the fuck was that guy doing here? And it was my dad was like, oh, because you're 16, I asked them to get you off the plane and bring you in. Yeah. I'm like, fuck's sake, man. So I was shitting myself the whole time. And
you told your dad, like, I've got bare arms in the suitcase, bro.
I didn't tell my dad, man. No way, man. He would have clipped me around the ear. Because like I said, he didn't like weapons and shit. So this was like top secret behavior on my behalf, man. But I was shitting myself the whole time, and it turned out to be absolutely nothing. It's just stupid. But then I had him in my... I remember destroying my door because I was throwing ninja stars at it the whole time, man. But then in the end, I ended up just selling them to mates. And I bet blatantly bare people got injured because of those weapons. I don't know what happened to
them. I had my hands on one of those ones, man. There was like certain ones, like black ones with like red Japanese like things on it.
Yeah, you remember, man. Yes, I bet you did see some of them. I probably brought it into school one day, man, like an idiot, man.
100%.
I wouldn't be surprised. 100%. And I always remember that scene from the movie Falling Down. I remember when we had Jazz Kahina on here, she had the poster of Falling Down behind her.
That's it. Yeah,
there's
the
scene in there, they like hand over the mother. Briefcase, and he like flicks the and I always thought that was the coolest thing I ever saw in my fucking life, man. So I always wanted one, and I learned how to do it. I had all the fucking skills and shit, but I wasn't gonna stab anyone, so I was like, what's the fucking point in having this thing?
Just
man?
Ridiculous the shit we used to have. Oh, fucking hell, but at that school,
yeah,
it got to the stage before I got turfed out that I wasn't allowed to walk in the school.
Mm.
And go to the class. I had to walk in the school, and then there was a teacher there. I had to meet a teacher at the gate. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like always a different teacher. Usually that fucking Mrs. Hunter bitch. Tiny little bitch.
Yeah, I remember.
Rank fucking hated me. Yeah. But I had to meet her at the gate. Yeah. Quite a lot. And then she'd take me to the Mr. Davis office. Yeah. And I had to sit outside. There was like two chairs outside his office. I had to sit outside.
Yeah,
and wait for him, yeah, to let me in. And he was always there, and he made me wait outside for bed long, blah, blah, blah. And to go inside, and he searched all my pockets, my jacket, my bag.
Every day?
All the time. Every day, yeah.
Shit, and I don't remember this.
Yeah. But no, I didn't. But this happened for quite a long time. Yeah. Because it was either like, you're not wearing the uniform, you're not doing this, why haven't you got this, why haven't you got that? And then back in the days, I was even getting jacked for that uniform, bruv. I hated that fucking school. We even got jacked for the fucking jacket. And they didn't believe me and whatever. But anyway, one time I'm sitting outside on these two little chairs waiting in the hallway, waiting for him. I'm thinking, this fucking motherfucker, he's not never been this late. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Knock on the door and there's no answer. And I open the door and it opens. And every fucking... I've been in this dude's office like 85 million times. Yeah? I know all of his shit.
Mm.
In one of his drawers, he's got like this drawer like underneath his desk where he keeps all the confiscated shit, like all of it.
Yeah.
And I know that because loads of my shit is in there.
Exactly, yeah.
And I've opened the door and he's not there, yeah?
Probably
and
had a couple of my bits shit in there as well. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, so I went and he's not there. And I went in, go around to that desk, open the drawer, and everything's there. Bare Game Boys. Bare butterfly knives, ninja stars, bare everything.
Yeah, like probably everything. French, those French bangers as well and stuff people used to bring into school.
Loads of shit. Like, do you remember those little handheld, like Donkey Kong game, like just on one plastic, like thick?
The Mario Brothers of those. One. Yeah, yeah.
But like, I remember like two or three Game Boys, bro. Dashed it all in my bag and then just left.
Oh, you nicked it?
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't have the foresight to think this geezer's waiting for me to be
obviously
coming in. Like, he knows it's going to be me.
I swear they had a camera as well, didn't they? I remember this was early for cameras, but I think there was a camera. Maybe not. Maybe I'm fine.
I don't know. I didn't give a shit. I saw the booty and I fucking took it. You know what I mean? It was like this gold drawer. You're like this crazy, drawer opened. Like,
you was. It's like,
it's like, I was Pulp like, Fiction.
Yeah, it's like Pulp Fiction when they open the briefcase and the light comes out. You're like, oh.
No, it was like, yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark, bro. Yeah, exactly. I was like, yo, put it all in the shit and just dust. Yeah?
Damn.
And then at You're one crazy. Break time or lunchtime, words got around, yeah, that I'm selling everyone their shit back. Or I think it was giving everyone their shit back, like Robin Hood. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And I had everyone's shit. You know, back in the days, like in the playground, if someone's doing something, then the whole
everyone like, gathers
circle around. Of people around, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I'm giving out all this shit, and I just get this like this big man's hand because we're all kids.
Yeah.
I instantly know, man's hand on my shoulder, turn around, and I'm like, shit, I turn around, and it's him. Mr. Dave.
Jeez, man, you was asking for it though, theme man. You were such a little bastard.
He doesn't go mental.
Oh,
he's like, go out of the office.
Yeah.
Fucking
you know the procedure.
Man,
I bet, man. That's
mental.
Crazy, though. You were.
I think some of the guys I gave the stuff away to got away with it because they tried to take everything back. You know what I mean? But some people, because there'd be some, even some boffins that would like get their shit confiscated at the wrong time. You know what I mean? I like, give it back to them. Feeling like Robin Hood and just bam, touch on the shoulder. I was like, yo. But yeah, they had to search me every day.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Yeah, I don't remember
vinyl
that.
Vinyl record bag.
But I remember you being a proper, like, I was a tearaway. I was like the known dude and you were the known dude. But this is like, we're talking prep school. This weren't even in the main school, you know? Like, you was a proper fucking tearaway, man. And
you know when
I
pissed on that teacher's head? That bald geezer. Who was that bald
Mr.
geezer?
Mr. Orm. No.
No, he had Mr. Orm.
He had a white hair on the sides, but he had a bald top bit.
No, it wasn't him. He was quite safe. There was a geezer. Yeah, I was so glad I pissed on him.
I was like,
if that was Mr. Teske.
Oh, yeah, Teske rings a bell, yeah. But he wasn't bald.
Somewhat. No, I can't remember. No. It wasn't him.
Mr. Teske was a
but
proper
But at the playground, yeah, above the playground, there's the sports hall. Like, there's one of the walls is just the sports hall, yeah?
Yeah.
And people have thrown bare balls over there throughout the time. One time we found a ladder there. I've pulled out the ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this was in the morning. It wasn't because I had to go there early to be searched and I was always in the playground waiting for people to come in on my J's or my dad was making me swim at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Because my dad was like some mad good swimmer.
Mm.
Making a swim before school. I remember it all being like dark and that, and you're going to the swimming pool. Fucking and then so I was always in the playground on my J's. Yeah, they hadn't put everything away, they left this ladder out. I get this ladder out. I'm a skinny little fucking whatever kid, 12, 13.
Jesus.
Get the ladder right on the sports floor. It's quite a high roof.
I remember a couple times you being on the roof. I got a memory of you climbing the roof. I remember like a
couple
of
times
you
we
to
got
climb
up.
And you climb up, you
can't
know what
remember,
I mean? Yeah.
I think there was a way up there as well.
Yeah.
So I go up there, and I'm like, fucking, it was another one of those moments, like the briefcase of Pulp Fiction, just bare balls. Like, I'm football, tennis balls, football. I'm like,
yeah.
And I gather them all up, but I was gathering them all up on the roof. And I'm thinking, cool, it's like 7:20 a.m. Like, it's still probably just like that. There's no one here. Da, da, da. But the playground is filled up,
Yeah.
So I like, go to the... go to the edge. I'm like, yo, I can see all of my friends. I'm like, yo, like, I'm up here, like,
like doing everyone's some crazy like nut you on
shit.
Well.
Probably got my dick out and stuff. Yeah. I'm like doing like little helicopters and shit.
Oh my God.
And like, I remember just going, I used to do the mad, like, completely insane shit.
And by the way,
and
guys,
like,
listening,
there's loads of balls up here.
This is like a really well-to-do school as well. It's like a nice school. That's the thing, yeah.
So anyway, I'm like, yo, I'm going to dash all these balls down. Yeah, it's going to be like fucking Christmas, like Santa dashing these presents. And I start dashing all these balls and everyone's going, mental, And I still dash in the balls and I don't realize everyone stopped.
Yeah.
Like, there's no noise. You know, when everyone's kicking off and then one of those dickhead teachers walks in and everyone's like, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's quite, and I'm still going, yeah, yeah. For some reason, I get my knob out, start pissing off the roof of the sports hall. And I don't know yet, this geezer. And I'm right next to the ladder, yeah. But I haven't looked down off the edge and
you're crazy,
pissing, and the piss is landing right on his head. The only thing I notice is that everyone's quiet, yeah?
Yeah.
While I've got my little wiener out, my little 12-year-old peanut wiener, like, looking at everyone pissing, yeah?
Yeah.
I start clocking like, oh, shit, why is everyone quiet? Yeah. I'm thinking it's my mom or my dad's turned on.
Oh, shit.
And I still don't know. I don't know anything because this geezer is going up the ladder, yeah? And then just this bald head, just this wet, bald head. Yeah?
Oh,
I didn't know why it was wet for a couple of, like, 30-second... comes up in like his V-neck and his like V-neck jumper and his like shirt with brown lines. It was one of those guys.
Jeez.
And he's just and I'm like, why are you wet? You know what I mean? Because it was a really hot sunny day.
Yeah.
The only thing I said to this geezer who I pissed off,
why are you wet?
Was why are you wet? Thinking he'd come out the fucking swimming pool. I didn't know what was going on. I just thought, shit.
You didn't put two and two together.
And, fuck me.
How did he not?
Everyone grassed me up. Yeah, everyone said they saw me do it.
Obviously. That's what they did in that school, man. There was no loyalty in that school. Everyone was just like, it was him. You know what I mean? It was one of them ones, man. But that's crazy how you didn't get kicked out of school for that. I know you didn't get kicked out for that, but you got kicked out for something that, well, the listen to episode 1.
When I was suspended, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that crew of the Indian boys crew?
Yeah,
it was
Rishi
and Rishi and Jasper, and I don't know if I can even mention their name, but they had a crew.
Yeah, yeah. What was his name? Robin. Remember Robin, big guy.
Robin.
He was a nutter. I like that guy.
He used to get licked, bruv. We rolled. I think I was with you. We rolled a zoo full. We snapped off the match heads.
Yeah, yeah.
And we rolled a zoo with bare match heads in the zoo.
I tell you what, Robin. Yeah, he used to get. And he's like, oh, I remember that story.
In a house party.
Do you remember
him sitting in the chair?
Those days where people used to put weird shit in zoots and like get people to smoke it, man. Fucking hell, man. That happened a lot back then as well, man.
Oh, yo, so I'm suspended, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's like the second time, and my mum and dad are fuming, yeah? And obviously, they're not letting me out. And I know if I just go to like Acton Town or I can't remember Acton Town because it was the Piccadilly. Yeah.
Yeah.
At a certain time, I'll see everyone coming out of school, see them riding the lines. You know what I mean? So I just crept through the window of the downstairs loo and went. Yeah.
Yeah.
Downstairs. Yeah. Toilet at my mum's and went. Got and waited at Acton Town. I think it was Acton Town, it was Piccadilly. Like, got on. Yeah. And I remember we talked about on the podcast before.
Yeah, but don't mention his name, man.
But I think you did because he was doing something good and we were bigging it up.
Didn't say his name, bro. I didn't say his name.
Take that.
Yeah, I'll take
that.
But
you, that guy, yeah.
Fuck's sake.
He came up to me on the train.
Mm.
I'm like, yo, what's going on? And they're like, oh, Rob, you're suspended. Yeah, this is not. And that lasted for like 5 seconds. And they're like, yo, you're getting blamed for setting fire to the ABC block.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember you saying, man. Yeah.
And I'm like, what? When? They're like, yeah, today. It caught fire today. And I'm like, no, I'm suspended, bruv. Like, and they're like, yeah, we're not. But the rumor is,
that's how bad you were. You weren't even in school.
It was them lot, bruv.
It was them, yeah. I remember when they set fire.
I had to go and see them for that.
You know what happened? I found out as well. They set fire to the mat. You know, when you walk into a building, there's like a mat that you rub your feet on, the doormat thing. They set fire to that and then it caught fire to the rest thing and they put it out. It wasn't a massive fire, but I remember hearing about that and they blamed you for it and you weren't even in school. You
blamed
were fucking
me
suspended.
And
that's
all
how bad
of
you were.
Them lot get lot of, get didn't get nabbed for that.
Oh, are you sure? Maybe
none
they
of them
did.
Got
nah?
nabbed.
Okay,
maybe I
don't
think
know.
Actually having
maybe
said
eventually.
That, they did a bit later.
I think later.
But only like I got fucking yammed for it. Bro.
Oh my God.
And I was like, yo, I promise you it wasn't me. You broke into the school.
Yeah.
So then they like smashed in my parents that we've suspended him and he's just going out doing what he wants. And they're like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? And I ducked out the window, blah, blah, blah.
Fucking hell, man. Fuck yeah, me. That's the thing. That was the type of school where, imagine, because you had to pay quite a lot of money for kids to go there. And so the parents, you could imagine the types of parents you're dealing with. So for a teacher to point out a student is a big deal. You know what I mean? To accuse a student with no evidence. But the thing is, when a student had a history of doing shit, they didn't feel any way about doing it. You know what I mean? Going, obviously it was him. You know what I mean? Like, and so that's what happened to you, man, a lot. And I remember it happened to me quite a few times as well after you got kicked out and I stayed for a bit longer. Once you built that reputation, I think we spoke about this on episode one when we spoke about the gun incident, man. I remember we spoke about that, how we were just
That was the first episode of the pod, yeah.
Yeah, man. But yo, Themos, listen, we've hit an hour, yeah? I know you got shit to do, but I had a mad story about Rolf Harris.
Let me just read my thing. I've got to go to Camden.
Yeah, yeah, no worries. I'm just saying, like Rolf Harris passed away, yeah?
That's what I wanted to ask you. What's the Rolf Harris passed away? Is that what happened?
Well, he died, yeah.
And what's the thing with Philip Schofield?
I don't know about it. I think his brother got charged with, wanking off in front of a kid or something. I have no idea about any of that, but yeah, Philip Schofield's brother.
Some Nazi shit,
but not Philip himself, his brother. But I don't know. Again, I don't read those types of
fucking nonce.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. But Rolf Harris is a nonce, a convicted nonce. You know what I mean? But I got a mad story. But I want to play this song first because we're talking about old dirty bastards.
Big up Tina Turner.
Shout out Tina Turner, RIP Tina Turner, legendary singer.
You got Tina Turner.
Who passed away as well. But talking about old dirty bastards, yeah, I was going to play this ODB tune, Snakes. Check it out. I think Buddha Monk as well is on this. I'm going to go grab a beer. One sec.
Now, number two, practice the snake style.
Grab that shit, son.
He was known as the snake spirit. He had the speed of a snake.
Serpents out there. Serpents will bite. They outside, and then they roll back into their holes. They slither in the streets of Brooklyn, New York. Slither in the streets of Manhattan. In the streets of Queens. Streets of the Bronx. Streets of Staten Island. Wherever you see them, they slither. Whoever. When they pat me on my shoulder, said stay strong cause his life is now over. I flash back to the heathens that he rolled with. They shot him up and now nobody knows shit. My peers, little ears, he came up to me with an eye full of tears. Last night we were shooting dice and getting nice. Kid rolled us and played us for our merchandise. We were in the hallway all day. Me, Steve, and Little Ray. Probably at first they tried to rob me. Back me in the lobby, pull out the shoddy. Then came Scotty, fragile body. My first impression, he returned from a party. He was just stagger, smelling like McCarty. The dragon, bragging how he was fucking mad hotties. Pressed on the elevator button, and all of a sudden, he licked off about a dozen. Slugged from the cannon that ripped through my cousin. And no one was standing when the niggas started busting. Blood started to flood the floors by the elevator door. That's the last thing that I saw. Damn, we plan to make...
All right, yo, that's Snakes by Old Dirty Bastard and Buddha Monk. So Old Dirty Bastard, talking about Old Dirty Bastards, fucking Rolf Harris passed away. I actually saw Rolf. I never got molested by Rolf Harris. Yeah, I never got molested by him, but I did.
I love the way that's the connection.
Yeah,
Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah. Yeah, so fucking... I can't remember the year, man. It was a while ago, over 10 years ago. I got fucking jury service. Jury service. Have you ever done jury service?
Yeah, once.
You did, yeah? All right, cool.
Yeah, I can't remember it, but I've definitely done it, yeah. Or I got the letter and I said, I'm not going.
Yeah. Instantly.
My employer needed me. Yeah, yeah.
Instantly, when I got the letter, I'm like, okay, how can I get the fuck out of this, man? I'm not going to fucking go to fucking jury duty, yeah? But And I know, you know, there's different ways you can do it. You can either go to them and say, yeah, I'm racist. Sorry, you can't, I can't do it. Yeah. You know, there's different ways you can like get out of doing it.
I hate those black boys and those Jews. I can't go.
Yeah. Apparently, that's one way of getting out of doing it. You just kind of proclaim that you're a racist and you have to
crazy views.
Mm. Or some shit. Yeah. Anyway. So I'm like trying to work out how to get out of doing Jewish stuff. But then my dad sat me down and he was like, look, this is like, you know, part of democracy. It's part of the legal system. He's like, you know, it's an important thing that they've asked. He was kind of proud that I'd been asked to do it. You know what I mean? And
my son, yeah, Ahmad.
Because I had a past, you know, when I was in my teens, I got arrested so many times. And, you know, I'd been to court with me. So he'd been standing there in court and I'd been on that side of the court, you know, and then I'd been asked to be on the other side, you know what I mean, like kind of as the jury, man. So he was like, you should do it, man. He goes, it's an experience, and it's a whatever. And I'm like, all right, cool, I'll fucking do it. Yeah. And for those that don't know, you know, you got to go jury, you got to turn up for 2 weeks, Monday to Friday, for 2 weeks, and you got to sit, they put you in a pool of people. I went to Southwark Crown Court, the big one, man, down in near fucking Bank Station or whatever. Yeah, like, you know, on the Thames. It's on the Thames, you know, it's right there, next to one of those bridges. I can't remember where the fuck it is, but anyway. So boom, so I was going up there. They put you in a pool of, like, there's a room where you just turn up, you sign in, and then you sit down. Yeah. And most of the time you're just sitting there, and you could be there for 2 weeks just sitting in the room and just not be picked. They pick 12 random people, and then you're the juror for that fucking case. And some of the cases, they warn you. They say, look, if you get entered into, let's say, a murder case or something, that could go on for months. It could go on for years. You know what I mean? And they're like, you know, if you're part of it, you got to be fucking part of it, unless you've got a fucking good excuse, you know? Anyway, so I'm sitting there, you know, and I get picked for a couple of bits anyway, whatever. And luckily, the ones I got picked for two in the 2 weeks I was there. But they were small cases. One was a fraud case, and the other one was actually a girl who was she had a fucking, what's it called, where someone can't come within 100 yards of you or whatever. What's it called? Restraining order on a guy. And he broke the restraining order. So there was one court case that, and the other one was about fraudulent money, some guy buying something with fake money. Yeah, so they were over within a matter of days. So I ended up doing two cases. Yeah, I'm not going to go into the details of that, but it was mad interesting though, man, like to see it from that side. And I tell you what, there was one moment on the second one, I was sat in a room with 12, you know, 11 other people, yeah, and I remember at one point looking around the room, and there was like a woman, an old Arab woman with a hijab, and there was a young like Somalian rude boy in there, yeah, as well, like young dude, must have been 19 years old. There was like an old Italian guy with a suit on, like blatantly works in the suit, and there was a young like English blonde girl like that, yeah, quite fit actually, like in there.
Rose,
like,
hi.
Yeah, and like it was a mad like you know, intersection of society in there. I was like, this really represents, like, you know, all parts of society. Like, I was like, this is pretty cool way of working. It's not ideal. It's not perfect. It's not flawless. Obviously, there's you know, flaws. But I just remember looking around the table, and we were all sitting there discussing this case, whether this guy's guilty or not, from all the evidence we'd seen and shit. And it was really interesting to do it, man. But it was a fucking bore. Like, it was fucking annoying to do it. But anyway, the last day, now Friday of the second week, I'm free to go, yeah? And I leave the Southwark Crown Court, and there's just bare paparazzi outside. Everyone, just bare of them. And I'm like, oh shit. And so I go up to what? So I walk out, and I go up to one of the guys. I'm like, hey, what's all these people doing out here? And he was like, yo, Rolf Harris is in there now getting
done for nonsense.
They've already said he's been convicted for 15 counts, I think it was, or 11 counts of nonsense. Yeah,
I forgot about him getting done for nonsense.
Yeah, and they were like,
I used to watch him on kids TV.
Me too. Can you tell what it is yet? Yeah, I used to fucking watch that shit as well. I love that shit, man.
Can you tell what it is yet?
Yeah. And he's like,
fucking hell, I can't believe I watched that now. Imagine doing that on TV now. Imagine, bruv. You got an old man. The camera's mad close to him. You know what I mean? The frame is basically just his upper body and just his face.
And you talked about the guy with his third leg. You remember that third leg song he used to do, where he'd have like three legs and he'd like It was fucked up, man. Anyway, yeah. So I'm outside and I'm like chatting to one of the paparazzi guys and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? And he was like, yo, Rolf Harris is about to walk out now. In the next 10 minutes, he's about to walk out. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Get the fuck out of the way, kid. Yeah.
So then my brain starts going into like, I'm like, yo, I swear to you, Theme, I had this thought. And to this day, I regret not doing it. Yeah. Because I pussied out. Yeah. But I genuinely had this thought. I thought, let me go to the shop. There was a shop around the corner. Let me buy 6 eggs. Wait till he comes out and dash an egg at his head. Of course, there was police there. There was everything. I would get arrested and, you know what I mean, whatever. But everyone would be like, yo, big up this fucking dude. And I'd be world famous for a day. I was genuinely thinking that. I thought, let me get some eggs. Because I ended up waiting.
How old
there.
Were we when this happened?
I was like maybe in my 20s, man. I was like 29, maybe 28. So I'm talking, this is like 2000, okay. 2007, 2000. I can't remember. Yeah. Look it up. Yeah. I'm going to look it up now. Because that was.
What, look up Rolf Harris the Knots.
Just when did Rolf Harris get.
Is that what you're typing in? I'm typing in Rolf Harris Knots.
Convicted. No, I want to find the date that he, because that was the day I was there, man.
July 14th.
2014. Okay.
See?
June
19th. I found it quicker than you because I said Rolf Harris nonce.
Yeah, June 19th, 2014. 12 counts of indecent assault. Yeah. So, boom. I was there outside Southwark Crown Court. I got video of it as well. If I find it.
You did three. Years, bruv.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but he was 90 years old.
He's a famous nonce.
No, it's not just so much. I don't know. To be honest, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how this shit works.
He was 84.
But yeah, if you're that age, it's like, and if you've got a good lawyer, I'm not surprised, man, when you're that age. Because remember Stuart Hall? The fucking presenter on BBC. I remember on the same day he got convicted for paedophilia, he got 15 months. And on the same day, Vamp, the graffiti writer, he got convicted and got 3 years in prison for graffiti on the same day. And I remember everyone was going, look, he did graph and he got 3 years. And this guy was noncing for years, for decades he'd been noncing and he gets 15 months. But he was like, already like fucking 92 years old, right? He was at the end of his life, but that was a fucked up thing. They were saying, look, paint fades ultimately. The paint that Vamp painted on stuff, it will fade away eventually. But this dude, what this guy did, it will never fade away, you know? And how can you, you know, put him for 3 years? Anyway, I'm not getting into that. So I'm outside now and I'm thinking I'm going to get some eggs. I'm just going to dash eggs at this fucking guy, man. Like, no one's going to go, oh, why do you dash eggs on him? Everyone's going to just dap me up. I'll be the guy. I'll become the guy who threw eggs at Rolf Harris. You know what I mean? Like, everyone would be like, yeah.
You wanted to be front page news.
Yeah. I would have been front page for one day. I would have been world famous for one day. And it was going through my head. I was like, should I do it? And I fucking pussied out, man. But I waited there and I stayed there and I saw him come out. He had his daughter on one side and his wife on the other side. And they were walking him out because he was on a stick and he walked past me, like literally maybe a meter and a half away from me, man. And I was just like, oh, I should have just fucking pelted an egg at him, man. Fuck this guy up, man. Yeah. Well, that's my Rolf story, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, listen, Themos, do we have time to do one sketch critique and then we'll call it?
Not really, bruv. I gotta go.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll save it for next time. Please, people, keep sending us your sketches, man. We have either DM us on Instagram at almshousetoyourmumshouse. The link is below. Or email us almshousetoyourmumshouse@gmail.com. And email us any sort of queries you might have, problems you want us to solve, anything like that, just get in touch. Thank you to everyone who reaches out, lets us know that they're enjoying the pod. We enjoy doing it. We're going to keep it up, man. Every week, Wednesday, Venezuela in the house.
In the house.
Big up, my man.
Found this recently. Big up, my man. Amber.
Amber in the place. Much love, yo. Pizzazz. We're going to actually go out on this last song by Theme, Bad Habits.
It makes me go harder at the gym, this song.
All right, cool.
And I just like it. You're going to hate it, brother. Yeah, you're going to hate it. Maybe. So it's a good one to fade out with.
We're going to go out on bad habits.
Loads of bad habits.
Yo, I mean, Rolf Harris had a bad habit, motherfucker.
Ah, that's a good way to sign this off.
May he burn in hell. And here's a tune about bad habits. Hell. I don't believe in hell or heaven or anything like that, but fuck that guy. But love to you guys listening in. Thanks for the support. Keep sharing it. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Much love. Yeah, arms house. Yeah. Oh, bring arms out to your mom's house. To your mom's house. Peace.
So don't wake me up till it's so far. I can't lie, man, I hate being sober. So let me spark my split. I can't lie, I got some bad habits. I'm addicted to the drug, I got some bad habits. Tell her, pour me one more cup. Don't wake me up till it's so far. Yeah, can't lie, man, I hate being sober. So let me spark my split. I can't lie, I got some bad habits. Enemies will never be a threat to me.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?